cioè
Jenny, is this 7 minutes? Are you all sorted? Oh yes, 1 minute.
Yeah, I just have to.
Okay. And we'll start the timer whenever you're ready.
Oh, microphone.
There you go. Where's the microphone? Hear that?
Oh, a microphone. I'm really loud. All right. So to all the American friends, I'm not American. I'm your friend, the neighborhood Canadian that lives in Scotland. So if you need translation on the toilet means the bathroom, GLOW means learning management system, let me know. I can help you out. I'm here today to talk to you all about how I've been using games in the classroom. Back in Canada, I taught upper primary, grade 5, grade 6. And in Scotland, they deemed it necessary to put me in primary 1. So that's little ones, grade 1, kindergarten. And so I try not to step on them, and I have a black handprint somewhere on my trousers. But that's okay. So I've been using two games in the classroom, one called Nintendogs and one called Kinectimals. One's on the Nintendo DS, and one's on the Xbox with the Kinect hands-free controller. And it's basically taken our unit about animals and completely brought it to life, virtually. So we have a reading system here, Oxford Reading Tree, that a lot of schools use, and there's a dog in it named Floppy. So this is Floppy's dog in real life. And these are our virtual puppies. And the whole idea was around care and responsibility. How do we take care of things? How do we take care of ourselves? How do we take care of this dog virtually? And on this game, you have to feed your dog, you have to wash your dog, or it gets fleas. You have to play with your dog, or he turns around and takes his little bottom at you. You can connect the DSs wirelessly, so the dogs play with each other. You have to take them for a walk. You have to pick up their poo, which then when we went on a field trip, I had to pick up every piece of dog feces we found because the kids were so perturbed by this that somebody had left it. And part of this was they took this giant Floppy dog home with them every night with a digital camera to show how they were taking care of this dog. So it wasn't just in the virtual world. Here's this real dog. And how do we take care of it? And what kind of things do we do with it? So here's some of the things we had. Now, it became writing, it became reading, it became kids sitting outside talking to each other, playing with their puppies. Poor Floppy got a rip in his arm, so he had to have a giant cone and he had to get some stitches. We had critical incident. So poor Floppy had to talk about how to be gentle with animals. So this is one of the reasons to have a stuffed / virtual class pet instead of a real one, so we don't break the puppy's arm. So this was some of the things. These are some of the things I got from home. So this is Floppy dressed up as Spider-Man. They were taking care of him. They washed him. We smelled some of this. And Floppy coloring and writing with the kids at home. Now we were doing cats and dogs. So that was the dog part. This is the cat part. Kinectimals is new on the Xbox with the Kinect system. And it's tigers, it's leopards, it's wild cats. So we did the domestic versus the wild. Care and responsibility, teamwork, working together. Because we only had 5 DSs, so they had to work in groups of 3. We only had 1 Kinect. We had to take care of this cat as a class. So this is Diamond, our tiger. And this is Snowy, our stuffed tiger, bringing it into active play. And bringing that into the classroom. They were busy building a doghouse for a cat. We're getting there. And we had to, the game was more, less about care and more about playing with the animal, and lots of numeracy, counting by 5, counting by 2, keeping score. You had to buy things in both games. So this was more a little carnival game. So you had to do a lot of throwing, you had to do a lot of actions with your body, you had to kick the ball a lot. So we brought that a lot into our gym space, and the games we were playing on the Kinect, we then played in real life. So they really liked the idea that they were playing the same games as their tiger was. And they got really good at it, and really good at throwing. So we started to bring the cats and dogs together. They had to start to choose an opinion, forming an opinion when you're 5 and backing it up. It's kind of a big thing. So they had to choose cats or dogs, and they had to do a talk on why they chose cats or dogs. They had to make a mask, a cat or dog, talking about wild versus domestic. This is playing the puppy game while somebody else is playing the cat game. So they had good fun meeting with the cats and dogs together. Some more evidence of work we had, some writing. This is my lowest writer, which is why I wanted to bring this out. She was so excited to write because she was writing about this game. I love Diamond and Twinkle. Diamond is great. I'm not sure if she spelled that as an American or a UK. I might spell it all messed up, I'll be honest. We talked a lot about camouflage, because in the game you can be any different kind of cat. You can be a snow leopard, you can be a cheetah, you can be a panther, you can... Oh, they know all about the cats. They know more than I do. So we were creating camouflage patterns, and this is some more evidence of the floppy project where we took the dog home. This is the project! And I know that's kind of crazy, but the greeting was the main ideas. Whether it was opinion, inspiring active play, collaboration and teamwork, care and responsibility, wild versus domestic, and that's how it went out from there, and what subject areas I pulled in with this project. So the orange being the main subject areas, the yellow being the specific activities, tasks, experiences, and outcomes that were covered by it, but it came down to the five basic ideas in green there that I really wanted to hit with the students. But then that tied in everything. So it was a great, fun way for kids to use games, but to learn about cats, learn about dogs, learn about wild animals, and learn about care and responsibility, and do it together, and they're fun. So we had lots of fun. Thank you very much.